Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Is that the time already?
Actually, Fran, it's almost 1:45.
Oh, really?
Do you mind?
Oh, well, no. If you should have finished.
But I'm sorry, but the restaurant's pretty quiet, though.
And when's your next shift?
Wednesday lunchtime.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. I'll see you then.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Bye, Jolie.
Mum?
Bye, Nick! Where do you want these plates?
Oh, just stick them down by the sink.
Right.
Oh, careful.
Oh, honestly.
It's all right.
What's the matter with me? Sorry.
There's no harm done.
I'll pick them up.
No, let me.
I don't even know how it happened.
Mum.
Have some of them gone under the unit?
Oh, really? It's fine. Will you just leave it? Look, why don't you go upstairs? Have a lie down. You're due for a break.
No, honestly.
Have you even had any lunch?
No, I'm hungry. I'm okay.
Well, how about a walk, then?
A walk?
Yeah, just to get out of the pub for a while.
No.
You could go up to the cricket ground. Ambridge are playing. Jamie's got his first match.
Really? In the main team?
Yeah, he told me on Facebook. Well, I tell you what, why don't we go up together? Just for half an hour. I mean, Reese will be fine. Lunchtime's over now.
No, it's not fair.
What?
We shouldn't leave him on his own. Don't worry. I'll just pop outside for a fag. Hey, Fan, where are you going?
Just wait there. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, Harry, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really excited. I mean, apart from my student house, I've never rented a place of my own.
Oh, where is it again?
Up on Hillside. It's only a little two-bedroom flat.
Oh, but that's perfect.
I'm signing the contract tomorrow. Then I've just got to move in my few bits and pieces during the week.
Oh, I'm really pleased for you. I know it's like living with parents, and God bless them, but they're not always the easiest.
No.
Nick?
Is something wrong?
No. I was just wondering. You couldn't stay on for another hour or so, could you? I mean, it's just Mum, she could really do with a break.
And is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Well, you know, I'd just like to take her out for a bit.
Well,
look, if you can't, don't worry.
No. I mean, Will's taking the kids to the cinema, so, I mean, I don't expect he'll be back yet.
If you could, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Are you sure? Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Just as long as I'm gone by 4, okay?
Yeah, no problem. We're only going up to the cricket.
Right. Well, looks as if I'm staying.
It doesn't sound great, does it?
Well,
Jolene, she's still pretty down. And with the rumours flying around that the ball's...
Oh, I know. I had a couple of people asking me today if it was closing.
That's not exactly heaving, is it? Oh, poor Fallon. I know it's getting to her. I just wish there was something we could do.
Oh, dear.
What's that?
Roy. He's just lost his wicket.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Still, 163 for 7. They're not doing too badly.
No.
Hey, did you hear about Joe?
Hmm?
They've asked him to judge the Flower and Produce show after that Harold Asquith scandal.
Oh, have they?
It's all he was talking about in the bar last night.
Good luck, Jamie. You can do it.
Kathy.
Oh, Fallon. Hello. I'm Jolene.
Hi, Kathy.
How's it going?
Okay. This bowler of theirs, he's a bit vicious.
Well, I'm sure Jamie can stand up to it.
Yeah.
Where's Kenton? Has he come to see his first match?
No, he couldn't make it.
Oh, right. Well, we thought we'd pop down, didn't we, Mum?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, look, there's Brenda and Kirsty. I might just go and say hello.
Yeah, gross love.
Cool then, I'll leave you both to it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help feeling guilty. I mean, Will reckons I should be enjoying the free time.
Well, that's fair enough.
Oh, I know, but now that Mia's going to be starting school full-time, I could easily take on a few more shifts.
Yeah, but it's not just about running the pub, though, is it? It's about how they feel. I mean, everyone can see Jolene's heart's not in it.
That's true.
And Fallon's doing her best to keep a smile on her face. there was just some way we could show them how much the pub means to everyone, you know? Give them a group hug or something.
What, from the whole village?
Yeah, yeah. We love the bull. We don't want to lose you.
Oh, but they must know that, though, surely.
Well, you reckon? I'm not sure they do.
No? Well, maybe it's not such a bad idea, then.
We could set up a Facebook group.
Eh?
Or a Twitter account so that people can follow the bull.
And what would they be following?
Just stuff that's going on. But it would be a way of showing Fallon and Jolene our support. We could even set up a We Love the Bull website.
Isn't that a bit difficult, though? I mean, don't you have to be a right techie?
No, 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 no. You can set up a website quite quickly. In fact...
What?
Well, there's no one on the computers. Come on, I'll show you now.
Good shot, Jamie!
Oh, he's doing well, isn't he?
Yeah, really well.
He reminds me of Sid.
Hmm?
Seeing him out there on the crease. He's got the same broad shoulders.
Yes, I suppose he has.
Makes your mind play tricks with you.
Yeah. Oh, Sid would have loved to have umpired a match that Jamie was playing in.
Well, not that he'd have shown him any favours.
Oh, no.
No, he'd have been just as strict with Jamie as he would have been with anyone else.
Yeah, of course. There's no bending the laws of cricket.
He used to sleep with him by the bed.
Did he still do that? Tony's taking his umpiring course soon.
Oh, yeah. Level one.
I'm not sure.
Right.
I suppose he'll be qualified for next season.
Do you miss him?
Oh, Jolene.
It's all right. You can say.
Yes, I miss him. Not like that.
Still, you've got Jamie. And there's so much of Sid in him. Oh, and Kenton. What? Well, at least you've got someone. I can't sleep without an arm around me.
No, Jolene. Kenton and
you're okay.
No, we had an enormous row on Friday. He's being such an idiot at the moment.
Really? In what way?
Well, he's... Oh, he's such a mess. We had a dinner dance at the golf club on Thursday, and Kenton got himself so plastered I had to take him home.
Kenton did?
Yeah, he was drinking all night. I mean, flirting with anyone and everyone. He even threw a punch at Lee.
Oh, you're joking.
And then, well, when I got home the next day, he'd moved out.
Where?
Just over to Lower Loxley. Oh, but honestly, Jolene, if only we could all do that, eh? I mean, we'd all love to pack our bags and walk away from our troubles. I'm sure you would. Oh, what's happened?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I think Jamie's been caught out.
Oh, no, he hasn't, has he?
Yeah, looks like it. Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. I had no idea things were so bad.
Why would you?
Do you think you'll be able to fix it?
I just don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if I've changed or Kenton has. But we both seem to want different things. I mean, what makes me most angry is what it's doing to Jamie. Yeah. He's been through enough without this happening.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, hello, love. Congratulations. You did well.
Well done, Jamie.
I got 16 runs.
Oh, still pretty good.
It's pathetic.
Oh, come on, it was your first game.
And I don't need you patronising.
Hey, Jamie, bad luck, mate. Oh,
hi, Fallon.
Did you hear us cheering you on?
Did you? I don't deserve it.
Well, he ain't happy about that catch. He gets that from his dad and all.
It isn't that. He's angry about Kenton.
Ain't your fault.
He thinks it is.
Why, you know what they're like at that age. Everything's so black and white.
Yeah.
He'll come round. We all love him. Fallon thinks of him as her little brother.
I know.
So, Kathy, if there's anything I can do...
Thanks, Jolene. That means a lot.
Well, he's all we got left now, isn't he? I wouldn't want to lose him and all.
Sorry, Harry. Will was expecting me home.
That's no problem.
Just letting him know where I am. There. Text sent. Now, what were you showing me?
If you just type your password in there.
Okay.
Yep, and then one more time to confirm it.
Oh, don't look. This is what I use for everything.
Right, you done? Now hit...
return, yeah?
Yep. There you go. You can now log into the website and make changes whenever you want.
Really? Is that it?
Easy as.
It's so simple.
Well, I mean, at the moment it's just the bare bones, but I've got some better software at home. I'll design us a We Love the Bull logo.
I think it looks pretty good as it is now.
Well, it still needs a bit of work, but once it's up and finished, people will be able to sign in, post comments, upload photos.
Fantastic!
If there's enough people interested, we might even be able to put a supporters group together.
That'd be great. It'd be nice to give Fallon and Jolene a lift.
Yeah, yeah. And people around here must have so many memories, and they need to be reminded how important this place is.
Hey, you two. Sorry to be a bit late. It hasn't been busy, has it?
No, not at all. Me and Harry were just...
We're looking for cheap furniture online.
Yeah.
Oh, for your flat. Yeah. Have you found anything?
Nah, nothing much.
So how was the cricket? Is your mum feeling better?
Well, I'm not sure. I think so. She had a nice chat with Kathy. Have you heard?
What's her?
Kenton's moved out.
What? No.
Apparently it happened on Friday. He's over at Lower Loxley.
Oh, so Kathy must be in a bit of a state then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never know. It might have been a good thing.
Your what?
Well, for your mum, I mean, to be reminded that there are other people with problems.
Yeah, possibly. I think it's going to take more than a stroll and a heart-to-heart to make her feel positive, though. Just wish I knew what to do.
Well, that's a good start at least. You must be happy you won.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, come on. Little Croxley, a strong side. And that catch you made, I was talking to Alistair. Your dad would have been really proud.
I still got caught out, didn't I?
Just leave your kit there, will you, love? What do you want for tea?
Nothing.
Well, you've got to eat.
I'm going out.
Well, where?
I'm going over to Marty's. I just need to get changed.
But...
It's all right, I've done all my homework.
That's not what I meant. Can't you stay in tonight? I thought we could spend it together.
Mum.
I don't have to cook. We could order in pizza.
I just want to go out with my mates. What's the matter with that? It's not like there's anything to stay here for anyway.
Jamie.
Stop going on, will you?
Well, I wasn't.
So, am I allowed to go out or not? Well?
Yes, of course, if that's what you want to do.
Thank you.
You go and have a good time with your friends. Just don't be back too late, will you? Jamie?
Scruff, stop it! Now stop it! Honestly, I know it's Brian Aldridge, but you're no match for a 4x4. Sorry, Clary.
That's all right.
You were saying?
Yeah, well, Eddie reckons they saw Kenton on Friday lunchtime. You wonder why he weren't at Jack's.
I see.
And of course it ain't like we don't hear things.
Oh?
You know, raised voices from next door. I've had Kathy round here in tears.
Oh, no. I had no idea.
So it's been building for a while.
Scruff, heel boy. Still quite a shock, though.
From what Kathy told me, it's got a lot to do with the bar.
Scruff, just stop pulling.
And, of course, Sid. I know Kathy's been feeling pretty unsupported.
Well, that's what surprises me. Well, I must give her a call. She hasn't said a word to me.
Harry?
What is it?
Joe, what are you doing? Stop right there.
You can cut my toenails now.
Yes, fine, OK.
Morning, Mrs. Beautiful day.
Hello, Joe.
go on then, get back in the house. Linda don't want to see you in your dressing gown.
Well, don't be long. I soaked my feet and I want to get down the shop to buy me back.
Yeah, well, I'll be there in a minute. Oh, dear, sorry, Linda.
No, it's quite all right. It's good to see him sounding so chipper.
Oh, he's been like that ever since you invited him to judge at the Flair and Produce.
Has he now?
Best birthday present you could have given him.
Oh, well, I hope we haven't spoiled any surprises.
Oh, no, we were just going to have a little birthday tea with the family. No, this is wonderful, it's such an honour for him.
Well, I'm pleased. Scruff, more than deserves it.
We still have everyone over for a slice of cake in the afternoon.
Yes, Scruff, all right. I think we're going to have to go.
Oh, of course.
If he doesn't get his morning constitutional, he's impossible to handle all day.
My head is like that.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, bye, Linda, and thanks again.
My pleasure.
Hope you enjoy your walk.
Morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. I know 10 on a Monday is early for a board meeting.
Far too early.
Well, needs must. And, also apologies about the coffee. Sandra assures me she'll have the machine working very soon.
How is it that's broken again?
We spent enough money on it.
Look, in the meantime, we do have some sparkling mineral water and a rather attractive bowl of fruit. Right, so let's jump straight into the first item.
That's the bottom.
Access to the proposed market development. Well, as you know, following issues raised by the Highways Authority, we've been looking at alternative access via the neighbouring business park. Now, to link to the park, we need to acquire a small strip of land for our new road.
Well, that's not proving difficult, is it? I took a look at it, and it's hardly much use as anything else.
Ah, well, we found out who owns the land.
Yes, and?
You're not going to like it. It's Matt Crawford.
Oh, you're joking! How did he end up owning it?
Well, never underestimate Matt, I suppose. He predicted we'd have trouble with access, so he bought up the land, which looked good elsewhere.
Oh, great.
Looks like he had a steer from somewhere.
Oh, very likely.
How much does he want for it?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that, Martin. Because as well as demanding a good price, Matt also wants a seat for Lillian here on the board.
What?
You have to be joking.
I'm afraid not.
The canny devil.
She'll just be a surrogate for him. We've only just dug ourselves out from the scandal with him before.
Exactly.
The last thing we want is to open all that up again now.
Now, look, it sticks in my craw too, which is why I have a proposition. Look, I'm sure that land was bought for a song. Matt's just trying his luck, seeing what he can wring out of it.
He's trying to get the last laugh, more like.
Well, maybe, but the truth is that without our development, that land is still only worth peanuts.
There might not be any development without that land, though.
Perhaps.
So what do you think we should do?
Well, I say we stand firm. We tell him we'll pay a good price, but we're not going to be held to ransom.
Yeah, quite.
And we're certainly not going to give Lillian a place on the board.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I've got a conflict of interest situation here, too, with Lillian. But, no. We call Matt's bluff. What do you think?
Oh, honestly.
Yeah. Is he what I'm talking about?
And this is how you discovered it,
yeah,
then?
I only just got here myself. I'd come down to the Oid early, see if I could spot that kingfisher everyone's been talking about.
Yes. Oh, but what a mess.
Yeah, it looks like some of the young folks have been down here having a party.
I mean, just look at it all. Lager cans, cigarette butts. What's that? I didn't expect his lemonade.
Oh, cider.
You're right. It must have been teenagers. No, Scruff, stay out.
Oh. Well, I suppose he does make a good place to... How do they say?
Don't drink that. You'll make yourself ill.
Hang with their mates.
Oh, it's just so dispiriting. You raise all that money. You try to create something nice, like a bird hide, that the whole community can use and enjoy. And instead, an irresponsible few always have to come along and spoil things. Go on. Out you go, Scruff. Oh.
Well, at least it's not worse.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's none of that tagging, is it, or graffiti?
Well, no, that is true. But I'm still going to have to report it to Patrick.
Yeah, I suppose we'd better clear this lot up.
Yes. Oh, I don't know. Who would do such a thing? They could at least have taken their rubbish with them.
Look, I understand how you all feel about Matt.
Do you really want him pulling the strings, Andrew?
No, of course not, Martin.
You seem so quick to defend him.
Well, what I'm saying that we have to look at the bigger picture. The market will be the largest development that this company has ever undertaken. It could transform Borchester land. Are we really going to let a few little PR difficulties... Are we going to risk letting them wreck such a massive opportunity?
Andrew, it's a bit more than PR.
Yes, and we don't want Amside involved anywhere. From what Brian's been saying, it sounds as though Matt's acting as de facto director there.
But he's not the director, that's Lillian.
Yeah, and there's another conflict of interest for a start. Amside's a development company.
Hardly comparable to BL, though.
What experience has he got, anyway?
Well, She used to own the estate.
Well, she didn't manage it, though.
And she's had a hand in a few other businesses as well. I mean, she owns half the local pub in Ambridge.
She's Matt's stooge, plain and simple.
But let's not forget how well he did for this company in the beginning.
Look, I can't believe we're even discussing this. It's bad enough we might have to pay Matt some money. That's going to raise a few eyebrows for a start. But to have his partner on the board...
Absolutely.
With Matt running things in the background... If the police catch a whiff of what he's up to at Amside, they'll be down on him. And I don't want any of that stench anywhere near Borchester land.
Couldn't agree more.
Right, so have we decided then? We follow my suggestion and make a financial offer, but that's all, yes?
Yes.
Fine with me.
If that's what everyone thinks.
Okay. Well, in that case, perhaps now's a good time for a break. You can find out where that coffee's gone.
Oh, good idea.
I'll go.
The other items on the agenda shouldn't take long.
I don't know. I think I could do with something stronger.
Thanks, Martin.
No.
I'll run the numbers past you before I go and talk to Matt.
Yeah, fine. I mean, he couldn't actually think we'd agree to have Lillian on the board.
Well, who knows?
He must just be playing games. At least I hope that's all it is. Because if he decides to stick his heels in...
Yes, I know.
He could wreck this development. He could even try going into business with someone else.
Yes, but I don't know of anyone else with plans as developed as ours. Or who have Rodway's agreement.
Well, even so, I don't like it. If he's going to start playing silly beggars, I'd rather just walk away.
Yeah, all right, well, let's just see, shall we? Because I still think it's worth stalling. Let's just hope Matt's bluffing too.
Thank you, Bert. You didn't have to come back with me, you know.
Oh, not a problem. It looks like you was going to struggle with the dog and the rubbish.
Well, it's much appreciated.
In fact, now I'm here, I need to pick up some garden twine.
Oh, right.
Oh, I think the shop still stocks it.
Yes, I expect so. Sorry you weren't able to spot your kingfisher.
Oh, morning, Bert.
Oh, Clary, how are you?
Oh, not bad, Ta.
Good.
Hello again, Linda. How was your walk?
Well, not exactly the peaceful communion with nature I was hoping for.
Really? A Scruff worn you out?
Scruff?
Good boy.
Oh, no. He's had a whale of a time. In fact, I think he might be a little bit tiddly.
Eh?
Well, we went down to the hide. You know, the one that's been put up next to the lake.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it seems as though some of the local delinquents decided it would make a good place to hold a party.
Ah.
Look, all this in the bin. That's what Bert and I have just cleared up.
Well, there must have been a few of them.
Well, yes, one would hope so. And it must have been going on last night, because Robert was in there himself until 6 o'clock.
Ah, well, kids, I expect. Teenagers will be teenagers.
I beg your pardon, Clary.
It's always been the same, isn't it? No matter what you do, kids that age, they'll always find somewhere to go off and get up to mischief.
Mischief?
Yeah, we all did it.
Well, I most certainly didn't. And if it is teenagers, then I personally blame the parents for allowing their children out so late at night, and on a Sunday too.
But if they're older teenagers, it can be hard to keep track of them. I remember what my two was like.
That's still no excuse.
You can't keep them under your nose all the time.
No, I'm sorry, Clary, I'm sorry. But if I had children, I'd know precisely where they were. It's no wonder we have a nation of binge drinkers and teenage parents if all we do is shrug our shoulders and say things will never change.
Yeah, well, we're only saying just a few beers.
Yes, well, let's hope that's all it is. We certainly don't want it happening again.
Doing a spot of gardening, eh?
Ooh, Joe, where did you spring from?
Just having a rummage through the special offer.
Were you now?
Anyhow, you didn't answer my question. Planning to use that twine on your veg patch, aren't you?
I might be, no concern of yours. You should be concentrating on reading the rule book. We don't want any careless mistakes being made next Sunday.
And there won't be. You know how long I've been entering the flowering produce. Don't you?
That ain't the point.
Linda Snell says you've been searching through the records, and I bet you was hoping you'd find somebody who'd been doing it longer.
No.
But you couldn't, could you, I've had an entry in the Ambridge Flowering Produce Show every year since I entered.
Sunflower.
And when I was 4, yes, you do know.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show, don't it? There ain't nobody in this village knows more about vegetables than what I do.
Yeah, well, years on the clock don't count for everything.
No, but that's what we're talking about here, and that's why your committee put me in charge.
As a last resort.
You don't need to worry, though.
Who said I was worried?
Judge Joseph is going to be firm, but fair. There's been too many dodgy decisions these past few years, and it ain't going to happen on my watch.
Well, just you make sure it don't, because if it does, I'll have something to say.
Oh, I know you will.
I want the judging to be absolutely scrupulous.
Oh, it'll be more than that.
I'm glad to hear it.
No, no, you rest assured, Bert Fry. There won't be no undeserving winners in my categories. You can be certain of that.
Don't just leave your school bags lying on the floor. Freddie! Lily!
Too late.
Honestly. If I trip over, do you reckon our public liability will cover it?
I very much doubt it. Oh, what's this?
Huh?
On the hall stand. It's a note from Hayley.
Saying what?
Fantastic! Hilary Noakes has called. She lives in Grange Spinney, doesn't she?
Possibly.
Well, she'd like to lease an allotment here. Isn't that marvellous?
Oh, it's very good, darling.
Terrific to get a response so soon.
Well, Bert might have told her.
Yeah. Well, it's a good job Eddie's coming in to mark out the plot. At this rate, they're going to be snapped up in no time.
Right, then. Now that we've restored a semblance of order...
Aha! My little kiddie Vinks, here you are.
Hello, Kenton.
And how did you get on at school today?
Very well, actually. Mm. Yeah. Yep, Lizzie was right. It all seems very friendly and studious.
Oh, so the bishop didn't turn you away then?
No, Kenton, he didn't.
Well, it is the cathedral school, sis. They can't drop their ethical standards just for you.
I think we passed.
And Freddie and Lily seem to enjoy looking around too.
Yeah, yeah, they seem very happy.
Although that won't last long if they don't get fed soon.
Now, stop right there. I'm ahead of you. I've been to the shops and I've picked up the ingredients for a classic Merchant Navy nosh-up.
You've done what?
Kenton is going to be your chef for the night. So don't you worry. I've got it all in hand.
OK, then, I'm off now.
All right, love.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
What was it?
Pip's off to a young farmer's AGM.
I know. That's it. Good girl. Good.
How's it looking?
Well, the calf's presenting correctly. Both forelegs are up.
Oh. Must just be taking a while.
Yeah, I was just a bit worried as it's her first calf. I'll have to keep an eye on her.
Well, I can take over for a bit if you want.
Really? Has Adam gone?
Yeah, he finished drilling a while ago, actually. He wanted to get on with preparing the land for his cherry trees.
Oh, he was telling me.
Honestly, though, if you want to, you know, take a break...
Well, I thought you were going to start looking for restaurants in Bath.
Well... I was, but...
Well, we need to get cracking. Your mum's birthday's in less than 3 weeks.
Suppose.
And we have to find somewhere that can take a booking for 17.
Yes, Ruth, I know.
I'm just saying. It's not my fault all you archers have your birthdays at the same time.
What?
Well, Josh's 13th yesterday, yours on Saturday. And it's a lovely idea to spring this surprise lunch for Jill, but it is going to take a bit of organising.
Yeah, well, anyway, it can still wait for an hour or so.
Mind you... But with Kenton moving out, who knows if Cathy and Jamie are going to be there?
Well, of course they'll be there.
Well, how do you know? Sounds pretty serious.
Oh, come on, this is Kenton we're talking about. He might like the idea of a midlife crisis, but as soon as he's had to fend for himself...
No,
for
I'm not so sure, David.
He will go running back to Cathy, you'll see. Now, are you going to take that break or not?
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Good.
Still be helpful to know if we're meant to be booking for Cathy and Jamie.
Well, I'm not going to ask him. Are you?
Okay, so once your cubes of spam are nicely caramelised, you chuck them in with the tomatoes and the beans there.
I see.
Excuse me, Nigel, can I just clear those tins away?
Yep, give it a little taste. Touch more Tabasco, I think.
Anyway, returning to the subject we were talking about...
Well, I agree with you, Lizzie. I thought the school seemed excellent. And you know they even have 5 squats there, Kenton.
They do have really good facilities. And their results aren't bad, either.
Not as good as Mercer's?
Well, no, but they've still got almost 80% grades A to B at A-level.
Yeah.
And 5 of their students went on to Oxbridge this year.
Remind me, what did you get for your A-levels again?
Huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you dropped down, didn't you?
Well, you didn't do any either.
Yeah, but I still got into the grammar school, whereas you...
Yes, all right, Kenton, and your point is...
Well, I'm just making it clear where the brains are in this family.
Napkins, Nigel.
Yes, you were saying.
Yeah, well, I just think there's a lot more going on at the cathedral school. I mean, Freddie wanted to join the astronomy club there and then.
Okay, right. Grubs up.
Marvellous. Oh, that was quick.
Although, actually, dear, I thought I calculated enough for five.
And you were saying about brains?
Yeah, I suppose we could all have very small portions.
Oh, don't worry, I'll cook something else for the children.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, you go and enjoy your whatever it is. I'll put on some fish fingers.
Okay, well, come on then, Nige. Grab a couple of those glasses. I've saved America's Next Top Model for us to watch.
What, America's Next what?
We've never seen it. Oh, it's great. It's like Miss World crossed with The Apprentice.
Sounds intriguing.
You sure you don't want some water, Nigel? You know you're not good with hot food. Hello, Lua Loxley.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Ruth.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I was just wondering how you were getting on with Kenton.
Oh, well...
Do you know what's going on? Is he going to get back with Cathy?
Oh, you know, to be honest, Ruth, I simply haven't a clue.
So how about a glass of red?
Mm, absolutely. Now, where's the remote control?
I'll admit I'm not entirely sure what one's supposed to serve with spam stew. I'll have to ask the sommelier.
Ah, here we go.
Oh, did I tell you I'm going to a wine tasting in Felpersham on Thursday?
Huh?
It'll be good practice for the flower and produce show.
Now, let's see.
You know I'm the judge for the homemade wine category.
What? Oh, no.
I'll be there alongside Titcomb. And Joe Grundy, apparently.
Oh, don't tell me the programme hasn't saved. Do you know how to work this thing?
I never touch it.
Well, Freddie said that he set it up for me.
Anyway, how come you're not at Jack's this evening?
Huh? Oh, well, I've been there all day. And Tuesday's a pretty quiet night anyway.
Yes. I expect you could do with some time away. Well, couldn't you, Kenton? I know what it's like being boss. You never get any time for yourself.
No.
And you've had a difficult few days. Have you spoken to Cathy?
Huh? Oh, no. No, I've been in touch with Jamie, though. We've been texting each other.
I see. Well, I suppose it's for the best. You need to work out how you're feeling.
Yeah. Ah. Here it is.
It was probably a good idea to take the evening off.
Yeah, well, I wanted to spend it with you guys, didn't I? Show you how grateful I am for letting me stay.
Yes, of course.
Now,
but...
Come on, get that stew down you. You're going to love this.
No, according to Elizabeth, he hasn't said a word.
You are joking.
No, he's just moved back into his old room. Most of the time he's either larking around with the twins or out at Jack's. Apparently Cathy's name hasn't even passed his lips.
That is so typical. What is the matter with my brother? I mean, he makes the 7-year itch look like a genuine medical complaint.
Well, it certainly doesn't help as much with the restaurant booking.
No.
Although, it might be better if they're not there. Well, what if they do get back together? Jamie will be all right. He'll go and mess around with Josh. But Cathy and Kenton... Can't see it all being sweetness and light.
Oh, what a lovely atmosphere that'll be for Mum's 80th.
Exactly.
Well, there's not a lot else we can do. I mean, we can't not invite them. We'll just have to go ahead with the booking and hope for the best.
Whatever that might be.
Oh, don't. And there I was, looking forward to telling you I delivered that calf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's Kenton, such a pillock.
Oh, hello. Did you have a good time at Young Farmers?
Yeah, I've got some exciting news.
Really?
Oh, we could do with some of that.
We're electing positions tonight, and I got voted Assistant Social Secretary.
Oh, well done.
That's great.
Good for you.
Oh, no, that's not it. The first event I've got to help organise is a barn dance for next month, so I suggested we could have it here.
I'm sorry?
Isn't it perfect? We could hold it in the big shed. The herd won't be in there till the end of November, and it's all cleared out, ready for
them. Just hang on.
Yeah, Pip,
what's the matter? Well, you've had barn dances in there before.
For the harvest supper?
Exactly.
It's not quite the same, though.
It's nothing like the same. No, I'm sorry, Pip, but we really don't want to be the venue for a load of drunken young farmers getting up to heaven knows what behind the hay bales.
Dad!
No, I did used to go to a few of those things myself. I remember what they were like.
Too much information.
Your dad's got a point, though. You do know they can get pretty rowdy.
Well, I can't do anything about it now anyway. I've already said that it's definite.
Pip!
Don't worry, though. We're not going to burn down the shed or anything.
You're not going to do anything. You should have asked us first.
Honestly, Dad, will you stop stressing? It'll all be ever so sensible, I promise.
All right. just as long as it is.
Trust me.
Ruth?
Now, I need to call Fallon. I want to ask her if the lies can play.
What are you doing? You're not all right with this, are you?
Well, it's done now, isn't it? Come on, David. With three kids, you didn't honestly think we'd get away with never holding a youngster's barn dance, did you? We'll just have to make sure that she does it properly.
Well, she'd better had. She needs to get all the right licences, the proper insurance.
I know.
And she'll have to cordon off any dangerous areas. We don't want any accidents happening.
And she will. She's not stupid.
Mm.
Anyway, you never know. Jonathan might be there. They might resume their romance.
I don't want any romancing going on in there, thank you very much. Just great, isn't it? Not only have I got my mum's birthday to arrange, now I've got a booze up in a cowshed as well.
Fantastic. We'll make it a proper boys' night out.
Well,
I know a great little basement bar that we can go to afterwards.
Fine, whatever you say. Now, look, I really must get to bed.
And you'll book me a place, won't you?
I'll call them tomorrow.
Good night, Kenton.
Oh, nice, sis. Sleep tight.
Yes, sweet dreams. Finally.
You should have said no to him.
How, Lizzie?
You could have told him that the wine tasting was invitation only. Shouldn't he be working on Thursday night?
I don't know. At least this evening's over.
Are you okay?
I don't think Kenton's spam stew agreed with me.
Oh, dear. Come on, you better lie down.
Oh, what a day.
The visit to the school went well, though.
It did, didn't it? It certainly lived up to everything you and Shula were saying about it.
You know, it just feels right for the children. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, I think so.
You'd be happy for them to go there?
Just as long as they can still take Latin. It means that I'll be able to see that Miss Whittaker again.
Nigel.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, that meal was too hot.
Say, look, if that's the kids all sorted, all we have to worry about now is Kenton. He hasn't said anything to you, has he?
No, not really. I don't get the impression that he wants to talk about it.
Well, he needs to decide what he's doing. He can't stay here forever.
I know.
And if it really is all over with Kathy, he needs to start making plans.
Well, let's not rush him, eh? It's still only early days.
Does he look like a man who's broken-hearted to you?
No, but I think he's hurting inside. Honestly, Lizzie, we need to be sensitive. It's just going to take a bit of time.
So you have been down there?
Yeah. I was there this morning, Brian.
Because there are a couple of birds on the road when I drove past.
Right. Well, I can go and check again. But I'm keeping an eye on them. And I'm making sure there's plenty of water along the tracks and the rides.
And what about the partridges?
Hey?
How's the count going? Hopefully we're back shooting partridges here before too long.
We'll have to see. I'll be able to give you the numbers next week.
Good.
Well,
I better leave you to it. I'll speak to you soon.
Yep.
Bye, Nick.
Oh, see you, Brian.
What was that about? Is everything all right?
Yeah, he's just fretting about the birds. Like I'm not.
Right. Well, I'm off for my shift at the pub.
Oh, is it that time already?
No, but I'm just kicking my heels. I mean, by the time I get down there, I'll only have 20 minutes.
Why don't I come inside now and have a coffee?
No, Will, you're busy.
I'm only clearing out the back of the wagon.
Honestly, love, you don't...
You're supposed to be relaxing. This is the first whole day you've had when both of the kids are at school.
I know, and I've done the vacuuming, and I've watched a bit of telly. I mean, it's fine.
But, Nick...
I'll see you tonight. Made us a nice sausage hot pot.
OK.
Well, like I say, she's not here, Brian.
Oh,
she's
right.
Away for a couple of days.
Oh.
Have a seat.
Well, Jenny didn't mention it.
Yeah, she's gone to see a show with a friend. So... any message?
What?
From Jennifer.
No. I just thought you might both want to be in on this meeting.
Come on, Brian. I know you had your board meeting on Monday. Spit it out.
Well, yes, all right, Matt. We have considered your proposition.
And?
And we'd like to make you a financial offer.
Nothing else?
A very generous financial offer.
Oh, yeah? How much?
Just a ham salad for me, Nick. And I'll have a rump steak.
Okay.
With peppercorn sauce and some extra chips.
Uh-huh. Yeah, whatever.
And how would you like that done?
Cremated. And a pint of lager.
2 pints, please.
No problem.
Cheers, bud. Much obliged.
So, what's all this in aid of? Did you lose a bet or something?
No, Jazz has been helping me move my stuff into the flat.
Oh, right, of course. So is like a thank you, then?
Yeah, in a way.
Don't look at me like that. You wouldn't have got a professional removals any cheaper.
That's true enough.
So have you got all of your stuff in, then?
Just about. We had a bit of trouble getting the bed up the stairs, but now I'm pretty much sorted. I just need to set up the phone and my Wi-Fi.
Right, so you won't be able to work on the website for a while, then?
Eh?
Well, you know, we love the ball.
No, it's done. It's up, it's ready to go.
Really?
Yeah, I just need to ask Mrs. Aldridge to add a link from the village website.
All right.
I don't know why you're bothering. You've already got the blog for your milk round.
So?
So you don't need to weasel your way in every part of the village.
Jazza!
Isn't he great, this guy, huh? Always got so many kind things to say.
There you go.
Ta.
But the point is to give Fallon and Jolene a boost, to show them that they've got our support.
I show my support every time I plonk my backside down on one of these stools.
Fine, Jazza, whatever you say. How much do I owe you?
That's £22.80, please.
I better put it on card.
Mick, I'm so sorry.
All right, Fallon.
Oh, hey, guys. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Don't worry, honestly.
Oh, I didn't mean to leave you by yourself for so long.
Look, it's been fine.
Been helping Mum upstairs.
So how's it been going? Is Reese not in today?
No, it's his day off. And Mum was supposed to be doing the orders, and she'd only done about half of them, though.
Oh, no.
We finished them together. It's just trying to keep on top of it all, you know?
Sure.
I got a message from Pip last night. She wants to know if the band can play at a young farmer's do over at Brookfield.
All right.
That's good news. Mm. There you go.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
Don't reckon I'm going to be able to do it, though.
Why not?
Well, even if I could get the evening off, we're so out of practice. I haven't got time to rehearse.
What are you talking about? You only need a couple of sessions.
Can you just put your pin in?
Sure. We've got Reese now, and there's me.
I know.
Seriously, Fallon, you need to make some time for yourself.
Oh, I'd love to, but...
Yeah, Harry's right.
I suppose. I just feel like it's all crowding in around me.
I know, but it's not all down to you. In fact, I think we can show her now, can't we?
Hey?
Well, if it's ready. Oh, there you are.
Thanks.
Show me what? What are you talking about?
Ah, all will be revealed. Come this way.
What? Conflict of interest?
That's right.
You must be having a laugh. Well, Amside's small beer compared with BL, especially if the market development goes through.
So look, what are you saying here, Matt? That the price isn't high enough? Because I'm sure we can look at that. I mean, perhaps we can raise it by 10, 15%.
Oh, Brian, the money's not the issue here. This is a big, exciting opportunity. Lillian just wants to play a part in its success.
Lillian does?
Yeah, of course. Why else would you want a seat on the board?
Matt, for heaven's sake, look, this is a very silly game you're playing here. I mean, if he got out that you were acting as a de facto company director...
De facto?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's pretty obvious who's running the show.
Oh, is it? My name's not on anything.
No, I know that, but you're the one who I've been talking to.
Yeah, about the land I bought. Nothing to do with Amside. So what, you're threatening me now, eh? You're going to go and tell the police, try to get your de facto brother-in-law put back inside?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, you're leaving, are you? Right.
Well, I'll speak to you both when Lillian gets back.
It won't make any difference.
Well, she might understand Beale's position.
It's my land, Brian.
So what's your answer then? What, that any offer on the land must include a seat on the board for Lillian?
That's right.
But even though I've asked you to make it quite clear to her that I couldn't sell it to the board.
Yeah, I doubt you really tried.
Fine. Well, I don't think there's anything more to be said here.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks that way.
I mean, you do know that if you scupper the market, your land won't be worth anything.
Maybe.
See, you're just going to sit on it anyway.
If I have to. You never know, someone else might come along and want to develop the site.
Well, they'd have to hold out for a good long while. We've got options on all of that land.
Yeah. It's a cheap enough punt, though, isn't it? And in the meantime, the new market could go ahead somewhere else. I can afford to wait. Can you?
Bull has been a complete lifesaver. If Mum didn't have somewhere to send Dad and Grandad, she would have killed him years ago.
Who's that fit, Ed?
It's true, you know.
Through the best of times and the worst, Jolene and Fallon have always been there with the offer of a kind word and a smile. If you ever want help, you only have to ask. Oh, that's so nice.
I think I'm going to spew.
And I'm sure there'll be more like that. I just asked Ed and Mike to get things started.
Thanks, Harry. And you too, Nick. It's really sweet of you.
Well, we thought if we could encourage people to show their support.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is only the start. I mean, once people begin to sign up, we could get a special group together to, I don't know, organise quiz nights or spruce up the garden, whatever you wanted.
There you go again.
You don't need to do that.
Exactly, it's not your pub.
Well, you read what Mike wrote. We want to put the ball back where it belongs, at the centre of the community.
You just want to take it over.
And that means letting the community help you.
Are you serious?
Of course he is. It'd be nice stoking them.
The We Love the Bull website's only the start.
Oh, bless you guys. That means so much to me. Come here.
Look, what are you doing? I didn't say it wouldn't work.
Nick, thank you, darling.
I mean, I'll help out if you want.
This is amazing.
What's all this then?
Well, hi. Wasn't expecting to see you.
Wow, I was just passing. So, what's going on here?
They've been showing me the website they've been designing.
You know, I was telling you, the one I've been...
working on with Harry.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Have a look. Doesn't it look great? I had no idea what they were up to.
No. Yeah, don't look bad.
I've been feeling so down about the pub. It's hard enough just getting through the regular chores. I mean, I'd never have had time to do something like this.
Actually, Will, can I have a quick word?
Hey.
Sorry, guys. Do you mind?
No.
Look, we won't be a minute.
Nick, what is it?
Look, I need to talk to you.
Well, what's going on?
Oh, it's nothing. I just didn't want Fallon to hear. You heard what she said. I mean, about the pub. And you can see how tired she is. She looks exhausted, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
So, I was thinking... I'd really like to do some more shifts.
Oh, Nick.
Look, I know what you said, and it's lovely that you want me to have some more time to myself, but I'm just going to get bored. But
you've not even tried it yet.
I've been having the afternoons, and now that Mia's full-time, I'm just going to be kicking around the house all on my own.
But...
Well, it's not like the money won't come in handy.
Now, you know you don't need to worry about that. We do all right.
Oh, it shouldn't be all down to you, though.
No, I've told you, I don't mind.
But I do, Will. It'll only be a couple more shifts anyway, and I know Fallon would appreciate the extra help.
And it's really nice that you want to put yourself out.
But I'm not putting myself out. It's what I want to do. Honestly, love, I mean, I know it's only because you care, but I'm still going to have plenty of free time when I'm not here.
Well, if that's what you want, I still think it's a shame.
Yeah? Oh, thank you for understanding.
Mm. That's okay.
I'd be so much happier. I mean, there's only so much of being cooped up in that house I can take.
Actually, where I could do with some help is with the ales. Arranging the guest beers was always Sid's side of things.
Sure.
Mum's not interested and I haven't got time.
Right.
And I don't think Rhys knows much about it.
Well, I tell you what, why don't I have a look?
Hmm?
You?
Yeah, we used to get in real ales at the student union.
Huh.
Well, it's experience you're after. I've been sampling beer since I was a wee.
Really? Harry, would you?
Yeah, of course.
I'd be such a massive help.
Did you not hear me? I said I'd help out with this We Love the Bull malarkey.
Yeah, I know.
And when we think of something you'd be good at, we'll ask.
I'd be good at this.
Sorry, Fallon. Sorry, excuse me.
Nick, everything okay?
Yeah. I just wanted to check with Will. But if you need me to do a few extra shifts, I'd be more than happy to.
Really?
Just one or two, you know, early on. Oh, and afternoons and evenings could be tricky.
But we can work around that.
Are you sure? I mean, I can always do with more cover, at least until Mum's back up to speed.
Look, it's no problem, whenever you need me.
Wow. I don't know what to say. I'm starting to feel so bleak about everything.
Ah, rubbish.
But now all this, the website, your help with the beer, Harry, Nick...
And me.
And you, Jazza. Got so many great friends.
Well, of course you have.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. For the first time in ages, I feel like the Bull might actually have a future.
He needs time away, apparently. I mean, time away from what, for God's sake?
I know, Cathy.
Am I so terrible to live with? It's hardly as if he's been spending much time at home as it is. It's always at his precious bar.
So you still haven't heard from him, then?
No, not a dicky bird, Pat. And I haven't got time to go chasing after him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I really hoped after a couple of days with Elizabeth and Nigel he'd come back.
I expect he's playing Lord of the Manor. Meanwhile, I've got a son who's hurt and defensive. Barely speaks a word to me. Hey, Jamie, is that you?
I'm going out.
Oh, what do you mean you're going out? It's almost dark. Jamie, wait there. Where are you going?
I just said. You obviously don't want me here.
What? Oh, you didn't hear. That's not what I meant.
I'll be back later.
You haven't answered my question. Where are you going?
I don't know. Over to Daniel's?
I don't think so.
What does it matter to you?
It's a school night. You've got homework to do.
I've done it already.
Now, I don't believe that. I could hear you playing computer games.
So now you're spying on me?
No.
Why the hell would I want to stay in this dump?
Jamie.
No wonder Kenton left. You nag him like you nag me.
I didn't make Kenton leave.
Of course you made him. You've been a coward since he didn't come to Dad's funeral.
What?
What was he meant to do? He had to open the bar.
Well, he could have come to New Zealand. You would have liked him there.
He's not even related to Dad. You're the one who gave him a hard time. You're the one who wouldn't let it go. You've been making him pay for it ever since.
Oh, that's really not fair.
Then why don't you ever go to the bar?
I've been to Jack's.
Only after I made you. You couldn't care less.
And what about Kenton? When has he cared about us?
Kenton's been great. At least he understands. He's not always prying and trying to find out how I am. Now I've lost him as well.
But
thanks a lot, Mum. Hope you're pleased with yourself. You made everyone just as miserable as you.
Jamie! Jamie, come back! Oh.
Kathy?
Oh, Pat. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, should I go after him?
Just leave him be. Give him a chance to calm down.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, let's get you that glass of wine.
Is this all the post, Nigel?
Sorry, what's that?
Have I got everything?
Is the letter to Clavisborne there?
Yeah, it's on the top.
Ah, good.
I'll send this out in the morning then.
And then keep our fingers crossed.
Hmm?
Well, now that we're asking the boarding school to remove Lily and Freddie from their list...
Oh, yeah.
We'd better just hope they get in at Felpisham.
Oh, they know they've got to work hard and pass the entrance exam.
Yes.
Thank you, Nigel.
What for?
Well, I know how important Clavisborne was to you.
Don't be silly, Lizzie.
No, it was a lot to give up.
Really, it's fine. And you're right. It's nice to know that we'll still have them both under our feet this time next year.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah, Nigel, there you are. Oh, excuse me.
What do you want, Kenton?
The taxi. It's on its way.
Oh, right.
So, come on. Enough of that.
Yes. Look, why don't you wait for me downstairs? I just need a couple of seconds.
Yeah, well, don't be too long. Time for us boys to hit the town.
Understood. Right. Well, I have my orders.
You will be sensible, won't you, Nigel?
It's a wine tasting, Lizzie, not a bacchanalian orgy.
I know, but you mustn't let Kenton lead you astray.
I won't.
And you should try talking to him. He still hasn't said when he's planning to leave. And perhaps you could have a serious chat.
I'll try, but I think he just wants a good time.
Nigel...
But I'll do my best. I promise.
You mustn't take it to heart, Cathy.
I suppose.
Jamie was just venting his anger. Sure, he didn't mean it.
Oh, I think he did. And after all the progress we've been making, it's just typical. Kenton's the one who abandons him, and I'm the one who gets the blame.
That's because you're his mother.
I know. But I'm having to do it all on my own. Honestly, he's such a child.
Who, Kenton?
Yeah, of course, Kenton. I don't know how I've put up with it for so long. I suppose I used to think it was impulsive.
Yeah. Don't forget, that's what you've always loved about him.
Yeah, but, Pat, when I think about everything he's done, the poker, the tattoos, buying that ridiculous car so he can go off-roading...
I know.
And now his stupid bar... Oh. Maybe Jamie's right. Maybe I am just a miserable old trout.
No, you're not.
But I'm 57, Pat. I'm sick of having to act like Kenton's mother.
Of course you are.
All I want is for somebody to be there for me just once in a while.
Have you actually said this to him?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think so. As the words come out of my mouth, I know how they sound.
Oh, Kathy.
Nag, 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 nag. At least that's how Kenton hears it. But that's the thing, though, Pat. It's not just that I'm angry with him. He used to make me feel young and alive.
Now?
I just feel exhausted. I don't want to say it. No, I can't.
Now, go on. You can say it.
I'm really not sure it's what I need anymore.
Oi, Marty, check us the facts, will ya? Maybe we should keep it down a bit. Cheers, mate. I mean, what if somebody hears us? Anyone can come along.
Who's going to come down to a crappy birthday this time of night?
I don't know, but...
Just chill out, Daniel.
Don't want to get into any trouble.
And you're not going to. Look, we came down here on Sunday night, nothing happened.
Still ought to be careful, though.
Why, we're going to get wrecked, aren't we? Come on, lads, stop hogging the vodka. Daniel needs a drink.
Jamie!
Oh, is that all that's left?
I'm serious.
So am I. What do you reckon? Down in one. Go on, Dan. Down in one. Down in one. Down in one. Down in one. Good man in here. Do you get me now? We're going to mash this place up.
What do they say? Beer before wine.
You'll feel fine.
Wine before beer. You'll feel queer. Oh, well.
Never mind.
Watch yourself, Kenton. I think you should have used the spittoon a little more.
Oh, nonsense. You can't taste the wine properly if you don't swallow. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
You see, I told you I'd take you on somewhere nice.
So then, how are we?
Oh, we're rather marvellous, thank you.
No, Kenton, I'm serious. You haven't really spoken about you and Kathy.
Oh, Nigel.
Come on, no. It's just you and me. Boys together.
I don't know.
Are you planning to go back to her?
No, I said, I don't know. It's not like I wanted this to happen.
No, I know you didn't.
You know, I know that things have been difficult. I mean, of course I know that. I mean, Jamie, the poor kid, he's been through the mill.
It's been a hard time for all of you.
Yeah, but the way that she talks to me, mate, it's like she thinks that I'm pathetic.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
Well, it's how it comes across, and I'm sick of it. And you know, just because my reaction to everything isn't to hold my head in my hands and moan...
Hey, now, come on. But you've been through a lot together.
Yeah, and sometimes I wonder if I've just stayed out of guilt.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, God, I'm not sure.
You and Kathy have been great for each other.
Yes, well, then why aren't I more happy, Nige? I mean, I should be. I've got a great job, I've got a nice home, I've got Jamie. I mean, I love that boy, I really do, Nige. I would do anything for him.
Well, there you go, then. You need to remember that.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Look, all relationships go through their rough patches.
No.
You just have to keep working.
Oh, okay. Come on, then. What is your big secret? I mean, you and Elizabeth always seem so blissfully happy.
I'm not sure there is a secret.
No, right. I want to know. How do you manage to keep the spark going?
Well, I just wake up every morning and want to make Lizzie happy.
There, you see. You're such a romantic.
And I like to surprise her. It's our 16th wedding anniversary in 2 weeks. I've arranged for a company to come in and transform the drawing room for a private dinner à deux.
Oh, à deux, eh?
Yeah, there'll be a butler and a harpist. You know, petit four around a roaring fire.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
The only problem is that they need to come in during the day to set everything up. And it's hard enough to get Lizzie out of the house for even an hour or two when we're so busy.
You need some kind of subterfuge, do you?
Well, there needs to be some reason why she can't be at home.
Ah, okay. Leave it to me.
Hmm?
Seriously, my love life might be a wreck, but I can make damn sure my brother-in-law's isn't.
But,
no. Go on, you go and get another round in while I think of something.
Dan, where are you going?
Home.
You can't go home now. We're just getting started.
Mum and Dad are going to want to know where I've been.
So just tell them you're over at Marty's.
Oh, what's the problem? They're not going to know. Come on, come back.
Get off.
Don't be such a wuss.
Said I don't want to. You might think this is funny, Jamie, but it's not. You're going to get caught, and when you do, I don't want to be part of it.
All right, fine, Mr. Goody Goody.
I'm serious. What's your mum going to say?
Why should I care? She can't tell me what to do. My dad's dead, so he doesn't matter.
I'm going home.
Yeah, go on then. Run back home to your mummy and daddy, little diddums. No one cares about me. I can do whatever I like.
Oh, I put my finger in a woodpecker's hole, and the woodpecker said, God bless my soul. Shoot in.
Take it out.
Take it out. Take it out. Remove it. I removed my finger from the woodpecker's hole.
All right, Kenton.
And the woodpecker said, God bless my soul.
Enough now. Shush.
Did you used to sing that in your school rugby team?
Oh, and a lot worse.
Oh.
Now keep walking.
Yeah. Oh, wouldn't you love to be that age again? Your whole life just stretching out in front of you.
Kenton!
Mm-hmm.
Kenton, I'd rather you just concentrated on crossing the road. Now, come on.
Yeah.
One foot in front of the other.
That's right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost at the taxi rack.
Oh, we're going home?
That's right.
Oh. Well, don't say a word to my sister.
Now you need to step up.
Okay.
There's a curb.
Yeah. You are going to have the best anniversary ever.
Yeah! Kenton! Oh, mind out!
Whoa!
Are you all right?
I don't feel very well.
All right, you just stay there. I'll try and put this back.
What?
You fell into a traffic bollard. Oh, I hope it's not broken. I always moan about vandals when I see these things lying in the road, and now it looks like I'm one. Very funny, Ken.
Call the cops, sir.
And someone probably should. Oh, come on. Why won't this stand up?
You know, you talk so hip, man. Mr. Policeman.
What are you drivelling about?
Oh.
Good evening, officer. Does there seem to be a problem?
Jamie, come on. Wake up.
Get off me.
It's almost 8 o'clock. You're going to miss your bus to school.
I'm not going to school.
Jamie.
I don't feel very well.
Oh, yes, you are. I don't care how late you were out last night. Now get up!
Mum!
Or am I going to have to make you? Right then!
What are you doing? Give me back the duvet!
Sit up!
Oh, all right, all right.
Thank you. Now, I want to see you downstairs and dressed in 10 minutes.
Then you need to go away.
And don't go back to sleep again.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh... Yeah?
Hey, Jamie, it's me.
Kenton.
You alright, mate? You sound a bit,
Yeah, sure. Just haven't really woken up yet.
Ah, right. I know how you feel. Listen, about today, I know that we were going to meet up after you finished school.
Yeah, outside the arcade, I'll be there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. I've had to change when I'm going to work to this afternoon. I'm really sorry.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, there's nothing serious, just me getting myself into trouble as usual.
Kenton, what have you done now?
Oh, no, it was completely harmless, but, well, I had a bit of a run-in with the police.
Are you sure, Jim? I can't see any.
Is it not next to the ginger ale?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, soda water.
Got it?
Mm-hmm. It's hiding round the back. Oh, well, that's good. I was just on my way from dropping off Rory. Didn't really want to have to go into town.
No, of course.
Thank goodness for the shop.
Anything else, Jennifer?
No, that's it, thank you. Now it looks as if it's the pub that's under threat.
I know, I've heard.
Do you know Harry? Works on Mike's Milk Round.
Oh, yes. That'll be 58 pence, please.
Well, he set up a website to encourage people to support the ball, and he asked me to add a link from the village website.
Oh, I see.
You should have a look. It's called We Love the Ball. It's had quite a response already.
Yes, I most certainly will.
Right then, better take my roses, their soda.
I beg your pardon?
No, to put in their water. Haven't you heard of that?
No, never.
Ah, well, I'm entering them in the flower and produce show, and a splash in the vase will help them stay fresh.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm putting in my onions. Oh, hello, Linda.
Jim, you haven't got some spare bin bags, have you?
Is everything all right? You seem a little bit...
tense.
I'm livid. I've just been down to check the new bird hide, and it's been wrecked again.
Oh, come on, turn green. How long does it take? So what have you got first period? Jamie, are you listening?
I'm texting.
What's your first lesson?
History. It doesn't matter anyway. We're only watching Blackadder.
It might not matter to you, but I'm going to be late for work now. I said you needed to run for the bus. Oh, finally. What were you doing last night, anyway?
I told you.
No, you didn't. You stumped upstairs and slammed the door in my face.
You said I should be in bed.
And why did I think I could smell alcohol?
Don't ask me. Saw the empty bottle of wine in the kitchen.
I had a couple of glasses.
Exactly. So get off my back. I was just having fun with my mates.
Jamie.
No.
Nothing. Oh, you're working at the golf club tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm not having a go. Just thought that maybe after you'd finished, you'd like to have some of your friends over. Not really met all of them.
Nah.
No, they're always welcome back at the house.
It's fine.
And I'm happy to cook. You could hire a couple of DVDs. I mean, they could even sleep over if you like. Oh, who is it that you keep texting?
No one, just Kenton.
Kenton?
Yeah, he was locked up with his tramp last night.
Locked up? Jamie, what are you talking about?
Him and Nigel. They were out in Felpsham when he got arrested.
What?
What's wrong with you?
You mean he was in jail?
Yes, Mum, they got drunk. Kenton smashed over a bollard, and when the police turned up, he got a bit lippy.
Oh, you have to be joking.
He was only locked up for a couple of hours.
And when did he decide to tell you all this?
He called me this morning. What's the problem? He didn't get charged.
That's hardly the point.
Just get over it, will you? It's not really a big deal.
So, when did it happen before?
Sunday evening. But this time it's worse, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. There's a smashed vodka bottle and broken foliage.
Foliage?
Well, I imagine they thought it would be amusing to swing from the trees.
Oh, gosh.
I've already spoken to Patrick. We had been hoping it was a one-off incident.
Well, once they think they've found a good place.
Well, I admit it was naive.
There must be a way of stopping them, though. There is a door on the hide, isn't there? I mean, couldn't you put a lock on it?
Well, we could. Except then someone would have to go down to the lake in the morning and then back in the evening to lock it all up again.
Well, I suppose it would be inconvenient.
Besides, these hooligans would probably just break it open.
Yeah, it's strange, though. I just can't imagine who'd do it.
Morning, ladies.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Don't you look smart.
Have you had your hair cut?
And a beard trim. Thank you for noticing.
No. It's much neater.
Normally our Clary does it with the clippers, but this time I thought I'd treat myself to a proper barber.
It's definitely worth it. Never seen you looking so dapper.
Well, you've got to keep up appearances, haven't you? Especially when you've been put in a position of authority.
I'm sorry. Oh, right, yes, of course, the judging.
Folk are looking up to us to set the standard, and I'm setting the bar high this year.
Yes, well, I'm sure that'll be most refreshing.
Is the prof in the shop?
Jim, yes, he's serving this morning.
Yeah, well, I thought he must be. He didn't answer his doorbell. Well, I'll see you two ladies on Sunday. Eh?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, bye, Joe.
Well, doesn't it just go to show what a bit of responsibility can do?
I know.
I only wish it had happened sooner. I wonder how long it's going to last.
No, Joe, it looks very distinguished. Like Socrates himself.
Oh, didn't he used to play for Brazil?
What? No, the ancient Greek Socrates.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was Brazil. He used to be their captain.
Well, in any case... I take it you're all ready for the flower and produce show? I must say, I'm rather looking forward to it myself. I think my onions are in with an excellent chance.
Now that's why I called round. I'm letting folk know that I'm going to be tough this year. They'll have to meet my exacting criterias.
I've no doubt.
So, I mean, if you wanted me to take a look, over a drop of brandy, give you the benefit of my expert advice...
To
ensure the highest standards, of course. You are new to this game, after all. Nothing wrong with asking for guidance.
That won't be necessary.
You know you has to present your onions sitting on top of cut-up toilet rolls, don't you?
Yes, and I've read the notes thoroughly... The last thing I want to do is cast doubt over your impartiality.
Oh, you don't have to tell nobody.
Or to be the beneficiary of special favours. No. If I'm going to win, I want to win fair and square. I'm more than confident you'll recognise the superiority of my onions on Sunday.
Hello, Di.
Oh, Brian, are you off to Netherbourne already?
No, not quite. No, I thought I'd drop by the polytunnels. Adam says he's finished cultivating the land for the cherry trees.
Oh, I see.
Thought I'd take a look.
Something the matter? You don't seem very happy.
No, I'm fine. Just not particularly looking forward to the shoot.
Oh?
Benedict's going to be there.
So? Amanda's not coming, is she?
Oh, no, thank goodness.
Well, then.
I just hope he hasn't heard about Matt and his blasted ransom strip. Last thing I want is for Rodway's to start getting cold feet now.
Yes, that could be awkward.
You haven't spoken to Lillian, have you?
Oh, Brian.
I know.
Look, I've told you, I'm sick and tired of business interfering with family.
Because I'm sure she doesn't want a seat on the board. She's so under that man's spell, she'd do anything he says.
Well, you're just going to have to sort something out.
Well, like what, Jenny? Developing the market was going to be my crowning achievement. Something I could be proud of.
I know.
Now Matt can just squat there for no good reason other than it amuses him.
Then maybe you'll just have to meet his demands.
Oh, yes? What, with all the risks to our reputation that entails?
Well, what else are you going to do?
I don't know.
And if it means the project can go ahead. I mean, how much influence is Lillian likely to have anyway?
Well, she's hardly going to be greeted with open arms.
Haven't you got another board meeting next week?
Yes, yeah. And if you think I feel strongly about this, some of the others would rather see the whole scheme go up in smoke than have Matt's influence anywhere near the board.
Oh, Cassie. Oh, not now. I'm not in the mood. I'm trying to sleep. Oh. Oh, God, why is it so hot in here? Oh, yes, hello?
Kenton.
Hi, Cathy, I was going to call you.
What do you think you're playing at? Bragging to Jamie about getting arrested?
I'm sorry?
And don't send my call to voicemail. I know you've been texting him. What kind of example is that to set?
I wasn't bragging. I called Jamie to tell him that I wouldn't be able to see him today.
Oh?
We were going to meet up after school.
So you've let him down as well?
No, I haven't let him down. He was fine about it.
Oh, he's fine, is he?
Yes. Cathy, this hasn't got anything to do with him, so don't try and use Jamie against me.
Have you any idea how upset he's been since you left? He's been rude and aggressive. He's been staying out all hours, getting up to God knows what.
Hang on.
Then I suppose you approve of that. After all, you think spending a night in the cells is a bit of a laugh.
Wasn't a whole night.
Well, Jamie certainly seemed to think it was funny.
That wasn't my intention.
He needs a father, Kenton. Not a friend or an older brother, but a dad.
Well, last week you were telling me how bad I was at that.
And you are.
Well, there you go then.
But you're the only one he's got. I need you to be there for him.
Yes, well, it's obvious that you don't need me for anything else.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you haven't said that you want me back. Are we even going to talk about us?
Are you serious?
Well, it would be nice to know if you had any affection left for me.
Well, perhaps if you lived up to your responsibilities, I would. Is that what you were expecting? That you go off and I come along begging to have you back?
No.
Because you're wrong.
Well, okay, what do you want? I mean, you say that I'm a bad influence, but you want me to be there for Jamie. Apparently he's upset that I've left, but doesn't sound as if you want me to come home.
I want you to act like an adult.
Oh, please.
Do you think you can manage that, Kenton?
How do you expect me to answer that?
Yeah, I thought as much.
Oh, so what are you saying? That I should stay here? That you don't want me back?
No.
Fine.
Not until you can grow up. I think that would be the best thing for all of us.